Hello?
Good evening. Is Charlotte Haggerty there?
No.
Oh, well, maybe you can help me. Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Michigan Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, or in this case, your number, and your individual answers will be confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you very much. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed race?
White.
Thank you. For statistical purposes, what is your age?
36.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Where do you lean more?
Somewhat satisfied.
The options that we have is very satisfied, satisfied, and dissatisfied.
Satisfied.
Satisfied. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
5.
Making housing more affordable.
7.
Thank you. The next one is protecting Social Security and Medicare.
7.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
5.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
5.
Thank you very much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
And would that be somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You can use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Joe Biden.
60.
The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
70.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
65.
Was that a 6-5 or 5-5?
65. 6-5.
6-5. Thank you. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate, we're going to go back to the scale of 0 to 10, about how important that issue it is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all, and you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
0.
Authorizing prescription medication.
10.
Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
Seven.
Thank you. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
5.
Thank you very much. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yes, considering that it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Yes.
Is that a yes, somewhat support, or yes, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, thank you. You could say also strongly support?
Somewhat support.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Yes, somewhat support.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
More benefit.
And is that somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Thank you very much. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? And here we have two definitions. The first definition is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Or the second definition is prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing higher taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. So which one do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on, harm reduction or prohibition?
Harm reduction.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first situation is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that happening?
Not very concerned.
The second situation is the loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that happening?
Not very concerned.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. And now, I'm going to read you some statements some people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to improve past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
8.
Thank you very much. The second statement is, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. 10. Thank you. And the last statement for this section is, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed.
5.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. This next battery of questions are called back to the first two questions that we made, but we need to make them again just to make sure that the scale hasn't moved or if it moved or something like that. So, and now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat support.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat support.
Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
And is that somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
Not much. No impact.
Okay. Thank you. Now, we're almost there, but before the statistical questions, I want to ask you, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigars, yes or no?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Wine?
No.
Beer?
No.
Heat, not burn tobacco products?
No.
Soda or soda pop?
Yes.
Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No.
Coffee?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Thank you very much. And finally, we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last three questions are just for statistical purposes. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Are you unmarried, married, living with a partner? I'm sorry, let me do it again. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And this concludes our survey. So you've been very kind, so we thank you for your participation as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.